Phil Narrow, former member of the band Talas, is along with us this morning. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
It's great to see you. Now, you performed last night at Maple Leaf Gardens. And yes, we said Maple Leaf Gardens. Half of it now is a grocery store, you said, right?
Yeah, half of it's a grocery store, and the other half is the gardens there. So
the reason you were there last night, because it was the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' performance at Maple Leaf Gardens.
Yes, yeah. And what a show. It was a sold-out show. It was really good. I do the McCartney stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
I saw you on Facebook the other day doing Michelle. It was a great job.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, it was a wonderful job, yeah.
I'm a big Beatle fan.
You? Well, I think we all are. Yeah, we all are. We came from that generation. You were with the band Talas, Billy Sheehan and Talas,
yes.
Back in the mid-80s. You're originally from Rochester, right?
Rochester, New York, yes.
Toronto's home these days?
Yes, it's home.
You've done so many things. I was reading your biography. You've done so many things in the music business.
Yeah. I've been pretty fortunate, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to stay in the game, and that's what it's all about. And
mm-hmm.
Like they say, like a lot of people say, it's a marathon, not a race.
Yeah. Well, that's life in general, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just for anything, right?
But you were at Maple Leaf Gardens last night, and you're down here this morning
at
8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
You're dedicated, man. You're dedicated.
Commitment. I want it.
You're saying you should be committed? Is that what it is? Or you have commitment?
I'm really dedicated in what I do. Yeah. I'm really grateful for what I really love what I do. I'm pretty grateful for it.
Obviously. Tell me about the show coming up now. You do a show called The Phil and John Show. What's that?
It's an acoustic duo that John and I had together for like 21 years.
John
Rogers from a band called Brighton Rock.
Okay.
In Toronto. And we've been playing together for 21 years, and now we're finally making our way into Buffalo.
Yeah.
And all thanks to Bob Avino. He's been getting us in the area.
Well, you played back here in the 80s. I mean, you're not a stranger to Buffalo.
Yeah. Right? No, it's good to be back. I just spent so much time up in Toronto, and now it's funny.
Your venue on Sunday night is the Rockin' Buffalo Saloon.
Yes.
In West Seneca. That's where you're going to be on Sunday.
Yes, on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then on September 10th is at the first annual Salty Dog. There's a reunion for the Salty Dog.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You're performing there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, a whole bunch of bands, like from Carl Dixon, Coney Hatch, and everybody who played there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You brought your guitar along this morning. Play something for us a couple minutes?
Absolutely.